I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Jelly Beans is a new play by Kristen Eve Cato. It's part of the IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dances at First Sight. The play explores a 10-year-old son's video game-inspired journey to reclaim the memory of the father who died when he was six with the grudging aid of his teenage sister. The jelly beans of the title later appear as the memory neurons in the sister's brain. The single-act show is presented in about 20 numbered and titled scenes. At first, I appreciated the help, but later found it distracting. At first, they support. Later, they impede the flow. Peter Ruiz is appealingly youthful as the programming whiz Jaden, and Devin Cook is his colleague and sometime helper Milton. Milton is quite enamored of Jaden's reluctant older sister Julissa, Taylor Harmon, and Jaden is equally attracted to Milton's adventurous sister Destiny, Adrian Embry. As playwright Cato sews things up rather neatly. The romantic efforts by the 10-year-olds with the high school girls mostly misfire. After years of trying to play older characters, these actors must have found it an interesting challenge to play youthful versions of themselves. Friends in the audience seemed to think that this was a running gag, and they frequently laughed in mysterious places. The more or less adult members of Jelly Beans were a solid to Kayla Carlton as Jaden and Julissa's long-suffering mother. Andres Lopez appeared from time to time to offer counsel as the father whose memory Jaden wants to recover and whose death Julissa wants to forget. The wily Felix Mirbank played the jester from Jaden's game. He's a very colorful, rather overdeveloped virus that's infected the program. The jester's a figure who'd like to have Julissa a permanent figure in his realm, and he's not above tricking her into removing memories to do it. Carolyn Stouter plays Kira, the depressed guitarist of the high school trio that's bossed by Destiny and inspired by Julissa. She's the silent, odd person out, the leaden anchor of the group until she gets a few telling lines in toward the end of the drama. Valeria Nedvig's amazing scenic projections for Jelly Beans, ranging from the medical through the worldly and otherworldly, are key parts of the storyline. Lighting by Russell Long and sound design by Brandon Armentrout, mostly nicely integrated. Linda Pisano's costumes for the video jester and the above and below sea creatures are lovely flights of fancy. I especially like the jester's colorful outfit and Jaden's seahorse costume. Director Ureldo Anzaldúa marshals the action. Jeremy Gusson's song that the high school trio struggles with during the play comes together in a very satisfying way for the finale. Jelly Beans is part of the IU Theater's At First Sight Festival. It's upstairs in the Intimate Studio Theater, February 26th through the 29th. You can find this review and a review of Tiger Beat, downstairs at the Wells Metz, at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.